Have you ever wondered why it takes some people a really long time to get back to you when you call, when you text, when you email, and other people get back to you really quickly? Now, whether it's a personal or professional contact, it's really interesting to take note of who gets back to you fast and who takes a really long time, or people who don't get back to you at all. Now, obviously, it seems like common sense if you're in business that if somebody's inquiring about your product or your service, that you would get back to them really quickly. But I'm sure you've experienced where you've called a company or you've emailed or you've put an inquiry on their website and they've either not got back to you at all or they've taken a really long time to get back to you. And it's interesting to take note that there seems to be a great correlation, how's that for a good word, between successful businesses and the amount of time they take to get back to you versus unsuccessful businesses and the amount of time they take to get back to you or they don't get back to you at all. Particularly if it's Christmas or Easter, if you ever call a business over those time frames, holiday times, people are unlikely to either answer the phone or get back to you within a fast period of time, because holidays, of course. However, it's interesting to take note which companies have an automatic reply to let you know when they will be back, or they have a voicemail message that tells you when they will be back, or they have somebody looking after their business because even though it's holiday time, they wouldn't want to miss out on getting back to you fast because that would go against who they are, because professional people always get back quickly. And it's just an interesting take note because it seems to be that the most successful businesses have those strategies in place. So a great question to ask yourself, and we can't control what other people do, of course, but what about me, what about you? From a business point of view and from a personal point of view, what reputation do we have? If somebody calls us, texts us, emails us, do we look at it and get to it later, or do we respond straight away? Or do we have some great system that says, it's an auto response, it says I'm not available till tomorrow or next week or next month? Or do we let people know that when and if we can get back to them? And I ask that question because a lot of people have a bit of a moan. They complain, they whine about their business not being successful or their life not being very successful. But is procrastination, is the ability or the habit of getting back to somebody really quickly in any area of our life, I'll rephrase, doing things really quickly, not putting it off until tomorrow, not putting it off until next week. If you don't procrastinate, if you are the kind of person that has a reputation for do it now, get it done today, don't steal time from tomorrow because tomorrow stuff has to be done that and you won't have time to do tomorrow what you were supposed to do today. It might have something to do with how quickly our business grows, how successful our business is, how much money we get paid, how often we get promoted. Because is it possible that if you have a reputation of being a person who is professional, a person who responds quickly, a person who doesn't procrastinate, is it possible that that could add value not just to other people's lives, but certainly to our life? And it's interesting to take note when you call a business, when you call a person, just take note, how long does it take them to get back to me? And it's an interesting observation of human nature. It seems to be that the most successful, profitable businesses, the most successful, happy people are the ones that don't procrastinate, the ones that get back to you quickly. They want to, even if it's a tough telephone call or you don't want to call somebody or you don't even like that person, I don't want to talk to them because I don't like them. But if you don't call them back when they've contacted you or that you don't get back to them, could it say more about you than it does about them? Some great personal questions to ask about ourselves and some great questions to ask about our professional reputation. How long does it take for us to get back to somebody?